Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful, enkindle in them the fire of thy love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, we're back at school now after our nice holiday weekend, and we find the Holy Ghost shrine is there, and the May altar. We remember that we are now making the novena to God the Holy Ghost to come down upon us at Pentecost, this coming Sunday, and we pray especially for the children who will be being confirmed on Saturday on the Vigil of Pentecost. And of course we want to do as well as we can the last days of May. Our May devotions and to live a true devotion to our Blessed Mother. Today we have the feast day of the saint who is very tenderly devoted to Mary. Our Lady appeared to him. I'll tell you about that this afternoon at May devotions. But in the morning at Mass, let's consider how St. Philip Neri, when he was a boy, he was so good. They used to nickname him Pippo Buono, good little Phil, because he was always so obedient to his parents and so kind to everyone and so pure. Pippo Buono. Let's consider how he was truly a Holy Ghost saint, and that in two ways. The prayer that we say frequently, and we could and we should say it every day to God the Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful, enkindle, that means light the fire in them, the fire of God's love. That's a symbolic prayer or a metaphor, children. In other words, for most of us, the Holy Ghost doesn't actually come in as a flame or a fire. If he did, you'd be afraid you'd get burned, I suppose. St. Philip Neri once was praying. I think it was in the catacombs of Rome. He used to, at night, once he had done good work for, especially for young people, all day long, he would sometimes go at night out to the catacombs outside of the city of Rome, and there he would pray. And one time at night in the catacombs of all the martyrs there in their tombs, he was praying, come Holy Ghost, fill the hearts of thy faithful. And as he was praying, a ball of fire appeared, and it came right at him, and it went into his mouth, and he swallowed it. It was the fire of God's love, and it made his heart so much on fire with God's love that it beat, and two of his ribs got broken because his heart became so big, it became enlarged. And there was such warmth, the fire of God's love, that he felt in his heart that he actually unbuttoned some of the buttons of his cassock and kind of aired himself out a little bit to cool down because he was all on fire with what? With God's love. He's our saint today, children, as we're praying for Pentecost. It won't do just to sort of go through the motions, would it, of being a Catholic. You have to do this now because we have to do this now and all of the rest of it. And St. Philip Neri, when he was talking to young people or hearing their confessions, or even old people for that matter, he would never have them behave that way. Oh, no. They had to do what they did out of the love of God. Not that you always feel it. Sometimes you might feel quite cold, like someone came in there with a bag of ice and put ice all over your heart, but your heart's still on fire, even though you don't feel it at times, with the fire of God's love. And that same fire of God's love he was always enkindling in others. I learned this morning that St. Philip had a curious habit. I'm not sure why he did that, but because he was such a big saint, no one ever objected. If he wanted to talk to a boy, you know what he would do? He would take by the nose, or by the ears, or sometimes by the hair. Except he wasn't cross with them or angry. It was just a way of saying, what I'm going to tell you now is very important, so be sure to listen. So consider that St. Philip is taking each one of you, maybe by the hair or by the ear, and it's something right from God, the Holy Ghost, that he wants to tell you about loving our Lord. The second way that St. Philip Neri, good little Phil, is a Holy Ghost saint, is that he became a saint his own way, the way God, the Holy Ghost, wanted him to be, not as anyone else in a book, and probably not as anyone before or since. He He had such a combination of severe holiness, ecstasy. It took him 3 hours some days to say Mass. Imagine that. I think that ours are long. 3 hours to say just a low Mass because he was in an ecstasy of prayer. And yet at the same time, he would go out and play with the kids, and he would play ball with them, and he would sometimes dance down the street. He would do things like that to show how joyful God made us, but by grace, and so that he would not be tempted to be proud, because other people would think to themselves, what a curious priest he is, how odd. And they would say little critical things about him when he wasn't there. But it didn't matter to him. He was on fire with the love of God. So that's how he became a saint. You might say, his own way. He would say, I won't have any sadness here or any scruple. No, no. Everybody must be joyful in serving our Lord. And he was full of common sense, so that all the young men that he gave good advice to, he would always tell them, there's one temptation you need to run away from. What's that? Temptation against purity. If you're smart, you'll just run. And all the rest, he would say, well, you stand your ground and you fight against them. St. Philip Neri, of course, because he was a saint, did all of the regular saint things. That is to say that he fasted, he was very austere, and he did terrible acts of penance and would hardly ever sleep and spend many hours hearing confessions, and he worked great miracles. He could raise the dead and be in two places at once, it's called bilocation, and he could read minds. And he would tell people what happened when they were on their way to tell him. He had no way of knowing what had happened, but except that God told him already in advance. That's how holy he was. And God sent him to Rome during the 16th century, children, because it was at the time that Martin Luther and all the other heretics were revolting against the church, and many of the Roman Catholics were pretty revolting themselves. They weren't leading good or holy lives, not by a long shot. And so St. Philip Neri came in a different way, to show them how to be joyful, on fire with God's love. He would say, do anything you want to, my children, as Don Bosco would later, except don't commit any sin. And he would have a sort of a little group of activities which we'd call the oratory. And that's where the name for that particular form of music, the oratorio, comes from, because they would have musical performances. And they would have readings and then classes and discussions and prayers. Many good things for young men to keep them out of sin and to make them make progress in the way of holiness. Now let's go back to that picture as Holy Mass is about to start. Think of a great ball of fire coming down, such as appeared over Our Lady and the Apostles, and coming right into the mouth of St. Philip Neri. You children who are privileged to make your communion today, consider that. It's the fire of God's love that you're receiving when you receive Holy Communion, our Lord Jesus Christ. You are receiving God, including God the Holy Ghost. Ask him today to put you on fire with God's love and to make you to be a saint your own way, quite the way God wants you to be. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now we'll say a little prayer to St. Philip, so kneel down. I marvel, St. Philip, at the great wonder wrought in thee by the Holy Ghost when he poured his love into thy heart with such fullness that in order to contain it, two of thy ribs were broken by the violence of that love. But I am likewise filled with confusion when I compare my heart to thine. Thy heart was all on fire with the purest love of God, whilst mine is altogether cold and devoted only to creatures. Thy heart was so enkindled with fire from heaven that its flames overflowed even into thy body and came forth from thy face like sparks of fire. But my heart is just full of the love of earth. Unhappily, I love the world and its allurements too much, and these can never make me happy. I love the flesh, which cannot give me eternal life, and I love riches, which I can enjoy only for an instant. When shall I learn from thee, good St. Philip, to love nothing except God, my only and infinite good? Grant me this grace, blessed patron, on thy feast day, through thy love of our blessed mother. Amen. St. Philip Neri, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.